Zevachim Daf Ayin Beis. The Gemara in this daf brings down a Mishnah. The Tanan learned in a Mishnah. Mishahoyle Chavile Tilson Shakuli Akerem Yidriku. Somebody has these bundles that are Kalayim, so you have to burn them. It's Avi, you can't be Nene from them, you have to burn them. It's Avi, the Acherim, Shailin here, the Acherim, the Acherim. Kulam Yidliku, if they got mixed with others, then you have to burn the entire mixture. The entire mixture is Asibeano, Tirei Rabbi Meir. Chachamim Oimrim, the Chachamim disagree, and they say, Yahli Be'echad Masayim, it becomes Batil with the Dinei Bittul, with the sizes of Bittul of Echad Masayim. 1 against 200. And the Mishnah continues on to explain, Shahayir Rabbi Meir Oimer. Rabbi Meir that says that there's no bittul over here is saying so because he says, Kol Shadarkin Limana is Mekadesh. Rabbi Meir says the reason why these bundles are not bottle berois is due to the fact that he is of the opinion that wherever you have something that's regularly counted, it's not batil. This is known as the rule of Dover Shebeminyan. There is a rule that things that are counted are not batil, and there's a machlokes in this Mishnah how to explain that rule that things that have a minyan are not batil. We will soon explain more what that means. The Chachamim disagree, like they said before, that there is bittul, and they say, Ein mekadesh al shisha dvarim bilvad. The Chachamim say they agree to the general rule that things that are counted are not bittul, but they explain that the only time I consider it something that's counted as being part of that rule, that davish b'minin is not bittul, is only if it's one of those six things. Bekiva agrees to the Chachamim's opinion that only some specific things are chashiv and are considered davish b'minyan. Just instead of saying that there's only six, he adds a seventh. According to his opinion, it's not only six things that aren't batil, but there's even a seventh that's not batil. And then the Mishnah goes on to explain what those six things are according to the opinion of the Chachamim, and what the seventh thing is according to Rabbi Akiva. Interestingly, Rabbi Akiva's seventh one is Kikoyer Shabbal HaBayis, loaves that are sold from made by a Bala Bayis, a home baker that makes his own loaves, and they're considered very chashava loaves of bread, so those loaves are considered, are included in his number of Davash HaBeminyan. Now let's explain more what's going on. Min ha-Torah, biblically, if you have a mixture of three things, two things are heter, and the third is a dvar iser. The third, two of the things are permitted to be eaten, and the third one is prohibited to be eaten, and the three things are mixed together, and they're all identical, then we can't tell which is which. They don't have to be identical, but we can't tell which is which. Then the two are mevatel the three, and therefore all three now become mutar. This is known as bittul berois. Now there's many different rules to how bittul berois works, and sometimes Chazal say you have to have shishim, even though it's yavish, if it's min b'sha'enoi minoi, since there's exer shami yavashleim. And there's many, many rules, and there's a whole pack of simanim in Shulchan Aruch that delineates all the halachas, all the rules of taruvas, that's known as halachas taruvas. But for the general rule, there are rules of bittul, there are cases of bittul, and there are many cases we are even midir abanan, even after the rabbinical prohibitions, we still are permitting things to be eaten based on the rule of bittul berois. The chazal, the rabbanan, the rabbis limited the rules of bittul berois in many different ways, and one of them is known as davar shebeminyan. That if this thing that we want to be matir, this thing that we want to give a heter on it of bittul berois, if it's a davar shebeminyan, if it's something that's chashuv, it's very special that very special that it's Tavish of a Minyan, so then we cannot, if it's Tavish of a Minyan, then we cannot be Matirit. Now, there's a machlokes over here. What is considered so chashuv that it's davish beminyan and therefore it's not batel? So, according to the opinion of Rabbi Meir, it includes many things. Davish beminyan includes many things that are counted, and all those things are chashuv enough and they're not batel. The Chachamim and Rabbi Kiva disagree. They say it has to be especially chashuv, and only very chashuv, like six or seven things, only those amounts are batel, are not batel because they're so chashuv. In the opinion of Rabbi Meir, at least the way most Rishonim learn, let's just, for this shir's purpose, go an assumption like those Rishonim. There's a machlokes in the Gemara, right here on this daf, that the Gemara brings down a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. That Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish disagree how to explain Rabbi Meir. What does Rabbi Meir mean? Does Rabbi Meir mean anything that's always counted is not bata because it's chashuv and considered a davash beminyan, or he includes anything that sometimes is counted, anything that sometimes people are makbid about, some things that there are some people who are makbid and will only sell it by counting, even that already is not batel. So the according to Rabbi Yochanan, less things are not batel. It's only not batel if it's counted by everyone. Everybody's makbid on counting it. Whereas according to Rish Lakish, even if only some people are makbid on counting it, it's already not batel. This is what we have in our Gemara. When we come to halacha, this Mishnah is brought down in halacha in Yerodei and Hilchos Haruloi's Simen Kuf Yud Sif Aleph. And here the Mechaber follows the opinion like Rebbe Akiva, like the Chachamim and Rebbe Akiva, that only seven things are things that are not bought because of Davash HaBeminin. In other words, it has to be especially chashuv, very chashuv, in order not to be bought. The Rimbah brings that others disagree and say no, even if we like Rabbi Meir, that even if it's not those seven things, even if it's not those seven especially chashuv things, it's also not batel as long as it's something that everybody's makbid to count it. So not like Rish Lakish, who includes anything that even some people count, but something that's always counted, all those things are already not batel, and therefore seems to follow that Svardim, I don't know for a fact, many places are Svardish opposing the Armachmir in certain areas like the Ramos. I don't know about specifically about this one, but for those that follow strictly like the Mechaber, according to the Mechaber, only seven things are not batel, and according to the Ramah, even more things are not batel because anything that's regularly counted is not batel. Now, the Machloikis, there is a Machloikis in Paiskim. If this generalizes over to other things as well, the Badei HaShulchan brings down a topic: what happens with many things that are not sold by number, but rather they're sold by weight, or they're sold by other measure? So do I say that this halacha of davash beminyan, according to the Ramah, anything that's always counted is not batel? So what about something that's always weighed? And do I say that that's also chashuv? You see that he's makbid in every little bit, and therefore it's not batel. And the only thing that will be batel is only things that are sold by estimation. Or do I say that it's dafka things that are sold by number? Perhaps it has to be specifically things that are sold by number. And he first declares that as a topic, and then he brings a raya from some achrenim this way, from some achrenim the other way. wants to be medayik from a Rashi, he has the Yad Yehuda that says one way. The Ma'isa, if you look in the Mishnah Brura, in Hilchos Chanukah, he's mevuer that things that are weighed are yes bavil. Let's take a brief look over there, and we'll see how the Mishnah Brura says it. In Hilchos Chanukah, there's a halacha that is the candles that are used for Chanukah lighting, and they didn't burn fully out. So there are sabano. What happens if one of those candles got mixed with other candles, and I don't know which candle became Asad Be'ano? So the Rama says that Afil Echad Be'elef Le'batil Tahavi Dava Shal Minyan, even one candle that's mixed with 1,000 is not Batil, because it's Dava Shal Minyan, it's something that's counted. So it happens to be that the Mishnah Brura brings out that which is really a Magen Avraham, that the Mashal disagrees with this Rama, and he says that it would be Batil Chad Betray, and I don't consider this Davar Shel Minyan. And says the Mishnah, the Sha'ati, and the reason the Mashal is the fact that I light the candles and I count them with a minyan is not enough to make it be considered Davar Shel Minyan. And the Mishnah Brura explains more. The Mishnah Brura says, what's the chiddush? According to the Rama, that it is considered Davar Shel Minyan. He says, we're talking about something that's sold by weight. So as far as the way it's sold, it would not be considered Davar Shel Minyan. But there's a chiddush that Neiros Chanukah are considered Davar Shel Minyan for the fact that when you use them for Chanukah lighting, you count your candles. Neiros Shel Mitzvah HaKamayinah B'Cholayla. You count your candles when you put them into your menorah, and that's what makes it be a davar shel minyan, that's what makes it be chashuv, and that's what makes it be not batil. And to that, says the Mishnah Brura, that's why the Mashal disagrees, because the Mashal holds that since it's sold by weight, not sold by count, not sold by number, so the fact that you count it when you put them into your menorah does not make it be a davar shel minyan, and therefore it is indeed batil. But in any case, the Mishnah Brura spells out for us very clearly that anything that's weight, it's sold by weight, it's not considered Davar Shel Minyan. It's not included in this rule that anything that's Shel Minyan is not Batil. Now, in today, the Achronim have a question. And they discuss how do we explain this rule of Davar Shel Minyan, and has very great ramifications how to apply this halacha l'maisa. The question is, what's the underpinning? What's the real understanding of things that are counted that they're not batel, because Davar Shel Minyan, things that are counted are chashuv and they're not batel? Is the fact that it's counted what gives it a chashivus? The fact that you count it, that's what makes it, that's the cause, what makes it be chashuv, and why it's actually not batil. And if that is the case, okay, we'll see what the nafka mina is soon. Is that the cause? Is that the cause, the actual fact that it's counted the cause? Or the reverse? It's the cause of why it's not batil is the fact that it's chashuv. The way I can see that it's chashuv, I can see, I can tell, I know that it's chashuv from the fact that it's counted when it's sold. But the real reason of why it's not batil is because it's chashuv on its own. The siman, the raya, the proof that it's chashuv is the fact that it's counted. What's the nafka mina? The nafka mina is that I have something that's counted, but I know for sure that it's not chashuv. Or at least, I know for sure that the reason why it's counted is not because it's chashuv. So you can have two examples. One thing is that it's counted, it's mamish adavar mius, it's mamish something that's zikra, it's for sure not chashuv. And then you can have even the second madrega. You don't know for sure that it's not chashuv, but you do know that the fact that it's counted is not related to that it's chashuv. You know that it's, the reason why it's counted is just for simple purpose is, we have to have a measure. The most convenient, accurate, easy way to measure will be by counting. And that's why we count. Especially the way the Mishnah Berurah says that weighing is not, does not make it be davar shel minyan. So we could have weighed it, we could count it. It just happens to be easier, more accurate to count it. So why does it become something that's more chashuv by the fact that I count it? When you weigh it, you don't consider it a chashuv. Now that you count it, you consider it a chashuv. It's just the best, most convenient way how to sell it and how to measure it. And the Aruch HaShulchan, so Acharonim discussed this, but the bottom line is that the Aruch HaShulchan in Yerideya says that the Arishonim already that discussed this, he says that the main reason is really the fact that it's chashuv. It's not that the count itself is what gives it the chashivus. The real reason why it's not both is because it intrinsically is chashuv. The proof, that it's a count, the fact that it's counted is just to prove that it is something that is intrinsically chashuv. And therefore he says, and therefore if you have something that's not counted, and therefore the Pritoya and the Matayonisan say, if you have something that's not counted because it's chashuv, it's just a convenient reason, so then it will not be considered a davar shel minyan. And the Sefer Yevakish Torah goes on the same lines, and he says that even though Reb Akiva said that one of the most chashuv things, one of the seven most chashuv things is kikore shabal habayis, loaves that are baked by a home baker, that's one of the most chashuv things, and that's certainly a davar shel minyan. Even though he disagrees with your mayor, but he holds at least this is a davar shel minyan. But nowadays, says the Sefer Yevakish Torah, if there's a home baker that made loaves and bokelach, small loaves of bread, and of course she sells them by number, it will not be considered davar shel minyan. It will be indeed the batel, because the truth is, it's not really so chashuv. The fact that it's counted is not really a proof that it's chashuv. It's just a convenience purposes. It's just the best way to measure why we count it, why we sell it by count, and therefore it could indeed become batel. And therefore, perhaps there won't be that many things nowadays that won't be bought because of davar shel minyan, if that's the only cause. And each thing will have to be evaluated on its own by a paisik, and to decide whether such a thing is a davar shel minyan or not a davar shel minyan.